An invasive insect is killing thousands of hemlock trees in the North Carolina mountains. The woolly adelgid arrived in the United States from Asia. It now afflicts hemlocks up and down the Appalachians from Massachusetts to the Great Smoky Mountains. Scientists estimate that half of the hemlocks in North Carolina are already dead, and that has a major impact on the mountain ecosystem. As Dave DeWitt reports, several efforts underway in the state may help save the hemlocks and the many animal species they support.
Our hunt for the woolly adelgid begins in a strange place, tucked between a golf course community and the Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. Hardly the setting for a tree and a pest that prefers cool mountain air. But the trees are here, clinging to a small cup-shaped notch in a north-facing cliff in the Hemlock Bluffs Nature Preserve. Mark Johns is the operations supervisor here.
So this is one of those little pockets like this right here. You go down to West Overlook, which we could almost throw a rock to. You just can't see it through all the trees. Same thing, pocket. And there's a bunch of them there and a bunch of them here and not much between.
About 5 years ago, the woolly adelgid showed up on one of these hemlocks. It's a 16th of an inch long insect that sort of looks like a tiny football with legs. And when it feeds on the tree's sap, it creates a white foam like a cotton ball. That explains the woolly part. Once it shows up, a hemlock can die in as few as 5 years. Because the hemlocks in Cary are hundreds of miles from any other natural location of the trees, and because there are only about 230 of them, treating the hemlocks was simple, if expensive. Johns points to a spot on a tree a few feet off the ground and explains how a private tree company did its work.
And they'll take the wand and the insecticide comes out, sprays on directly onto the trunk of the tree. It dries in 30 seconds to a minute and it's absorbed into the tree's system.
First discovered in a private nursery in Richmond, Virginia in 1951, the hemlock woolly adelgid has since spread, first north along the Appalachians and then south, killing tens of thousands of hemlocks. In North Carolina, hemlocks are dying along the Blue Ridge Parkway, around Linville Falls and Grandfather Mountain. Almost everywhere there's a stand in the mountains. Fred Hain is a professor emeritus in entomology at NC State.
There is no economically feasible way of treating the natural stands. And so once it gets established in the natural stands, it just takes off.
Hain is involved with the Alliance for Saving Threatened Forests, one of several ongoing efforts to save the hemlocks. He's working on growing hemlocks that are genetically resistant to woolly adelgids, like those found in Asia. At the same time, other researchers are introducing natural enemies of the woolly adelgid, bugs like the lory beetle. It's native to the Pacific Northwest and can eat up to 6 adelgids per day.
Our work is to try to breed trees that have some tolerance or resistance to the adelgids. So I think in an integrated approach, the natural enemies will have a major impact. They'll be a big part of the story.
It's a story being written in many places, from research being done in Rhode Island to a mysterious stand of resistant hemlocks in Wilkes County to here at a greenhouse on the NC State campus.
Now, this is the adelgid.
Hemlocks, like everything in the natural world, are part of an ecosystem connected to other forms of life. Many hemlocks, for example, grow on riverbanks and keep the water cool for trout. As hemlocks die out, so will the overheated trout and maybe anything that eats them. It's an ecosystem that's been around for a long, long time, and each individual full-grown hemlock represents a few centuries of it.
They're a very long-lived tree. Before the adelgid arrived, 400, 500, 600 years is pretty typical of how long they can live.
Earlier this year, the North Carolina Department of Agriculture announced a $250,000 grant to help save the hemlocks. It will further fund the efforts that are slowly but surely turning the tide and might assure that North Carolina's hemlocks are still here for centuries to come. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.